Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Ken Silva was fire chief of the Honolulu Fire Department for 7 years, with over 30 years of leadership, supervisory, administrative, and command experience. Today, he's a pastor of New Hope Oahu in Honolulu, Hawaii. How did God get his attention? What does his relationship with Christ mean to him? What lessons has he learned along the way? Pastor Ken will share that and more. We pause at the beginning of our program to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know, my friend, that God loves you and that God knows you. And he knows what you're facing right now, whatever challenge it might be, however deep that challenge might be, and even how daunting you might feel. We are emotional people, aren't we? Sometimes things go beyond our thoughts and we react emotionally. Well, the Lord knows all of that. Sometimes we feel hopeless and helpless. And sometimes we would never admit that. But the Lord knows our hearts. Dear one, do you know that God loves you so much? He sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. And Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who is the bridge to life, he is the bridge for us to come to God. He has made it possible for you and for me, for Pastor Ken, for Suzanne, to have a personal relationship with God. And it is our prayer, it's our hope, that by God's Spirit, today, you will open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you consider that? Seriously consider that today, my friend. Pastor Ken Silva is the executive pastor of Extension Operations at New Hope Oahu. He previously served on the church council. He oversees operations, facilities, extension activities outside the church, along with the building expansion project. He is married to Terry Lynn. They have 2 children, Taylor Ray and Riggs. Pastor Ken, welcome to our show.
Danny, thank you so much.
Where did you grow up?
You know, I grew up in Pearl City, but my roots are on the west side. My mom and dad were from the west side. My mom from Maile and my dad from Makaha. So all of our family was down there. So some of the best memories of my life were on the beach out in Maile and Makaha.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, when I look back on that time, my mom was such a stalwart for both my sister and myself. She was the one, the old Hawaiian style, just extended family. So we always had cousins and aunties and uncles around, but she was the one that always just gave us unconditional love. We never doubted that.
What difference did that make for you, Pastor Ken, growing up in that environment of unconditional love?
I think it gave us a sense, well, for me in particular, it gave me a sense of security. It gave me a sense of belonging, that I had someone that cared for me deeply. I love my dad, don't get me wrong, but he worked hard. He was working quite a bit. And when I look back, it was actually my mom that was that stalwart for us.
What would she say? What do you remember, things that she would say or things that she would do that gave you such assurance?
You know, it's amazing. It's not the words that are said, but it's just the unsaid things. She was always there to listen when we had problems, when I had problems. She was always there to encourage me. You know, if there's one thing I remember throughout my early years, no matter where I was or what I did, she was such a great encourager for me.
Well, Suzanne, you being a mother, a grandmother, certainly know the importance of that. What is it about mothers you feel like Pastor Ken's mom? By the way, Ken, what was your mom's? What is your mom's name?
Her name was Lydia, but she went by Pi'ilani.
Pi'ilani. Now, what is it, do you think, Suzanne, about mothers that have that special? It's like a special compartment in their hearts for their kids to love them no matter what.
I'm not sure if this is a fair thing to say, and honestly, I haven't really thought about it that much, but my immediate thought is having carried our children within us physically, I think they become a part of a mother more than is even possible for a father. I'm not sure that people would agree with that, but that would be my take. And there's really, in most cases, nothing comparable with a mother's love. And as a Christian, what I like to do then is think about the love of Christ, because I love my children and my grandchildren and even my Hanai children so very much, but nothing compared to the love of God for us. And that's a very special thought. I hope our listeners will chew on that a little bit. The love of God is beyond anything we could imagine, but a mother's love tries its best to be pretty close. Ken, I want to know, are you the oldest?
I'm the youngest.
Okay, so you have one older sister. Thank you.
Now, you know, we talk about that kind of environment that your mother created for you. I mean, here we are now looking years ahead and what the Lord has done in your life. How did you become a Christian?
You know, it's an amazing story, and I've just been a recent Christian. I've just been a recent Christian. I came to Christ in 1999, and as most folks that we talk to, it was through a very difficult time in my life. My wife and I thought we were living on top of the world. We had a lot of creature comforts. We had a lot of success in our lives. And there came a point where she and I nearly got divorced. And that's what forced me to take a look at my life and what I should be doing.
How did the Lord work in your situation?
You know, I'll just say this. So when I was growing up, I may have been exposed to church in a sense. My grandparents were Catholics. My other side grandparent, my grandmother, was Mormon. But I tell you the truth, I've never been to church prior to that. I don't have any recollection of being involved in any ministry or going to church other than to go play basketball or something like that. And so really, God wasn't a part of my life. I was living a worldly life in the sense that whatever success I had, I felt it was just based upon my own two hands. Mm-hmm. And whatever I hoped to achieve was based upon my effort. And so when I got knocked down and I had a young family and basically I didn't know what to do, it's amazing how God works. There was a couple that lived in our gated community right down the road. They heard that I was going through a tough spot. My wife had moved out, and I was stuck with a child that was 3 years old and 5 years old. And they came over, and they were the one that invited me to church for the very first time. Mm. And that's how I was exposed. And I went to church in Mililani. I still remember it like it was yesterday. I went with them. it was a fledgling church that was starting up, and they were meeting at a rec center. And the pastor, I was sitting in the back because I didn't know what to do. I hadn't been to church, and the pastor did an altar call, and in my brain, I said, what am I doing? And I stood up, and I walked to the front, and I was weeping, and I couldn't control myself. I'm just saying, what am I doing? And there I was, standing in the front, small group, 25 people maybe, and I committed myself to the Lord on that day, and that's the best decision I have ever made.
It makes me wonder. It makes me wonder about the wonder of the mercy and grace and love of God, and how God specializes in touching broken people at broken times of their lives. Ken, do you think sometimes if everything is so fine and dandy, as we say sometimes, it's hard to penetrate that veil that's around us because there's such smooth sailing?
I would say absolutely. You know, when things are going well, what we do is we look at what the world tells us is reality. And that's why when people that are living that lifestyle experience extreme difficulty, they're lost. And they're given choices. And at times, if they don't know Christ, the choices that they make are terrible. And they end up in a place that's even worse than where they had begun.
When we come back, Pastor Ken, I would be remiss if at some point, and so I want to jump in it when we get back from our break, but talk about your time with the Honolulu Fire Department. I mean, over 30 years. How did you become a fireman? What led you to that or compelled you to that? Where did the passion or interest come from? Such a big part of your life, and the Lord has worked in you and through you. More from Pastor Ken Silva when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chanan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, Ken Silva grew up with the love of his mother. I mean, he mentions an unconditional love from his mom, Pi'ilani. But that love that she expressed to him, really the love of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. And it wasn't only that. You see, in life, sometimes we hit bumps along the way. Sometimes within ourselves, and sometimes within ourselves, it relates to those closest to us, those we love the most. And at times, we experience such bumps that it feels like the wheels are no longer calibrated, and sometimes the wheels fall off. And what happens at that point? Pastor Ken Silva shared in our last segment. You can find out more about our show and hear that last segment if you're tuning in right now, and hear this show in its entirety for free at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Find out more about Pastor Ken and New Hope Oahu at enewhope.org. Again, enewhope.org.
Church, you've accepted Christ. Help us fill in the gap with, when did you tell Terry about this? And take us from there a little bit.
Well, as anyone who's been through that dark time of being separated on the road to divorce, there wasn't a lot of pleasantries there. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of a lot of things that I had done. I was demonizing her because I was hurt. She had got involved with a multi-level marketing company, and so she had been led astray, and she's such a good person and such a good wife, and we hadn't been communicating. Mm-hmm. And because there was a lot of hurt and pain. And so I had a counselor, Hale Akamine, mm-hmm. that was such a godsend to me. And he told me, he said, Ken, you know, for this season, you need to focus on yourself so that you can be good for you and good for the kids. And then what we'll do is we'll see what God has planned for you. And that was hard to focus on, you know, because I wanted to be an intact family. That was my greatest desire. But through it all, God was working. And only when you look back can you see that. And I think when my wife saw that I was going to church, when I was serious about my relationship with Jesus Christ, she was skeptical. And she was skeptical because she knew me for so many years. At that time, we were married for 18 years. Mm. And she was just thinking, well, this is probably a phase that he's going through. And so, you know, we just do the best that we can. We try to follow the Lord's promptings and try to leave it in his hands.
But what happened?
So we were separated for 10 months. And we started communicating. I think... the difficulties that she was going through, God was ironing out, and she had gotten away from that company that had led her astray. And of course, I was no angel by any stretch, and God needed to humble me. He needed to refine me. He needed to sift many things out of me. And it's only through pain and hurt and darkness that sometimes those things happen. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't come to Christ, I would never have given up a lot of the worldly ways that I did have. But you know, after 10 months, we're meeting in Starbucks in Kaneohe. And I said, you know what, this is enough of this already. If we're going to get divorced, why don't we go ahead and do it before the holidays? And she said, you know, I don't want to be divorced. I want to try. Mm. And I remember that Hale Akamine had told me, he said, Ken, what you need to do is become the man that Terry had married, and that you need to have God shining his light from you, And if the greatest attraction that will bring you back together as husband and wife is that light that God puts in you. And here we are, 16 years from that day. And it's not that we don't struggle as married couples, but we focus on the Lord. We love each other. We love our family. And we are just so thankful. In this season of Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, we are so thankful for everything God has done in and through our lives.
Ken, did she have a church background?
You know, it's amazing because when we were separated, I had found her old Bible from when she was in high school. And she did. She loved the Lord. And maybe she had strayed from that because as a married couple, we never went to church. But when I opened her Bible, it was underlined. There were notes in the margins. There were highlights. There were everything in there. So she knew the Lord, mm-hmm. and she just had to have that restored in her life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you.
You spent over 30 years with the Honolulu Fire Department. Why did you choose to be a fireman?
Well, you know, the saying goes, you're from Kamehameha High School. There's only a couple of things that you do. One of them is become a fireman. And that's just a tongue-in-cheek joke. But, I had a girlfriend in high school, and her dad was in the fire department. And I so admired him, and I used to go to the station and visit with him. And I just, so when I was on my way to college, right when I graduated, I wanted to take the firefighter test. They only have the written exam every 3 years. And my dad said, hey, you know what? We don't have a lot of money. So once you go, we send you to the mainland. We can't bring you home because the test was actually 2 weeks after I would have left. But my mom, she knew that I really wanted to take that written exam. And she was a waitress. She worked at Ala Moana Coffee Shop. And she saved her tips. And she bought me a ticket to come home to take the fire department tests. And when I made fire chief and my mom was sitting there, and I just, the story that I told was, it's because of my mom that I got into the fire department, because she was such an encourager and she just knew how much I wanted to be a firefighter that she saved her tips. And I stayed with a friend, and then I took the exam and I went back to the mainland to get back to school.
What do you miss the most?
About the fire department?
Yes.
You know, I was there 31 years. It was a major part of my life. And I'll tell this to the day I die. There was never a second when I was working in the fire department that I didn't love coming to work. Mm-hmm. I just absolutely enjoyed it. I enjoyed the camaraderie with everyone there. But more than that, I enjoyed helping people. And there were many times that we got on scene, and when we were done, the feeling is just, you can't describe it, because we make differences in people's life. I say when people call 911, that's because they have a problem that's bigger than their ability to deal with. So when we show up, we make their day better.
Ken, may I ask, when you were elevated to chief, it wasn't the head chief, am I correct? It was a district chief first. Was that a difficult transition, because it took you away from being on the truck and the real role of a fireman? Was that difficult at all?
You know, I'll go back. I'll just kind of digress a little bit, and I'll say that it's amazing when I look back how God is working in our lives. When I became a firefighter, I was the youngest firefighter at that time. When I got promoted, every step of the time when I got promoted, every level, I was the youngest person at that time. I became a battalion chief, youngest guy at that time. And so with all of this success, God knew that if he had bigger plans for me, such as being the fire chief, he needed to put things in my life that I didn't have. I had no empathy. I had no depth of character, in a sense, because I was so full of me. There was no room for Jesus. But when I went through my hard time and all of those things were emptied out of me, and finally God had, you know, some space to come into my life. I think that's what allowed me. So I was in the field for 18 years, and then I got promoted as a chief officer, and I went to work in an office.
Yes.
It absolutely killed me. You know, I was a field guy and all of those things, but I knew that God had a bigger plan for me, and there were skills that I needed to learn and so that I could be a better chief officer one day. And so I had trust that God was directing my steps, and I was on my knees in prayer. I said, Lord, I want to be out there with the boys and helping people. But he said, you know what, Ken, this is where you need to be. And you're still helping people, but in a different way.
Thank you.
Pastor Ken, I'm chomping at the bit, so to speak, because I want to learn from you some leadership lessons that you acquired in your role as a fire chief. You talk about character. You talk about the Lord's timing, creating that space in you for Him. And I just, I marvel at the way the Lord works so that there's sustainability. He elevated you to the pinnacle of your profession at the right time. But it wasn't through easy times, but it was even through difficult times. When we come back from our break, I think we can all learn from Pastor Ken Silva about what he acquired as fire chief. Yes, he wanted to be with the boys, but in that season, in obedience to the Lord, well, he took on that top-level administrative role, and he led with a capacity and a depth and a grace that has impacted all of us. When we come back, more from Pastor Ken Silva, some lessons on leadership. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, there's certain lessons that God gives to us at certain times in our life, and there are moments, perhaps you could relate with me, when you are praying, or we are praying, that the Lord would answer our prayer at this particular moment. And we wonder why He hasn't answered in the way that we've asked. Well, sometimes in the wisdom of God, whose ways are higher than our ways and thoughts are higher than our thoughts, sometimes He waits for us to be ready to fully embrace those things that He has, all the while knowing that there is greater impact because He's setting other things up for us, for that to take place at its appropriate time. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my co-host Suzanne Maurer, our featured guest today. Oh, I'm so privileged to have him with us, Pastor Ken Silva. Pastor Ken Silva was the fire chief of the Honolulu Fire Department. He's a pastor now at New Hope Oahu. You can find out more about New Hope at enewhope.org. Pastor Ken, what leadership lessons that you acquired as fire chief have been most valuable, and why?
You know, first of all, I would say that for all of us, no matter where we're walking, what job we have or what job we attain to have, there's something to be learned at every level. You know, I get the privilege of mentoring and leading firefighters for a long time. I was a firefighter for 31 years and a chief for 7 years. But one of my greatest things I love to do was to speak to the young firefighters that were coming in and try to get them on the right foothold right from the very get-go. And I want to tell them that where they are, what they get to do as firefighters was a privilege. Okay. So no matter what you are, where you are, what you're doing, it's incumbent upon all of us to do the very best that we can. And I tell them that if you're a young firefighter and you're mopping the floors, and it may sound so simple, do the very best that you can. Mm-hmm. It starts with the simple things. It doesn't start with the big grand things. It starts with the simple things. If you can't be good in the simple things, how can God bless you with more? And so I would tell them that, hey, you know what? If you're going to be a firefighter, make sure you start with the basics. You show up on time. And when you show up on time, you show up well-rested. You have your uniform that looks crisp and sharp because you are a reflection of an agency that has a proud heritage. And the other thing, too, is when you go to your alarm, make sure that you are as prepared and trained as you possibly can, because people are counting on you. Lives may be in the balance depending upon the skills, the knowledge, and the ability that you have. So I'd say just start with the simple things.
Who taught you that?
You know, you kind of never know where that comes from, but I would say that it was just something that was ingrained in us as we were growing up. For me and my family, my dad was a taskmaster, there's no doubt about that. And so he would, you know, tell me things that, amazingly, I ended up repeating as a father to two children later on. You know, I mean, just things like, even today when I come to this radio show, I'm early because, you know, I respect the fact that somebody wants me to be on time. So I told my kids from the get-go, as my dad told me, that if you're early, you're on time. And if you're on time, you're late. So never be late.
Mm-hmm. I think that level of excellence, and when you talk about the seemingly small things, actually they're big things if we neglect the little things. But you, as you emphasize that, that message, well, that seems to me like it would affect morale. It would increase a level of dignity in what is being done, no matter what is being done. but to do it with that level of precision. This is something in me that just really resonates with that. Pastor Ken, what other lessons?
You know, I had the privilege of leading 1,200 men and women, one of the largest fire agencies in our country. And I remind everybody every day that the work that we do, it's a privilege for us to be there. Never take it for granted. No matter what kind of job you have, never take it for granted. Always try to be the best, the very best that you can be. Leadership is influence. So wherever you sit in an organization, you may be in the middle, you may be at the top, but your behavior, what you say, what you do, your consistency, your attitude, your character, especially in the moments of stress, right? Because character is defined in stress. Make sure that you're that example that you want to be. And, you know, for myself as the fire chief, it was a privilege, but there was a lot of responsibility with that as well. And I understood it and I accepted it. And it was something that I tried to pride myself on, that I led from the front. There was nothing that a firefighter was doing that I wouldn't do myself. I didn't want to be speaking out of one side of my mouth. And on the other side, for myself as a chief officer, I didn't need to do those things. I always qualified with the basics that the boys and the women had to qualify for.
As pastor, your role as pastor, what are you most passionate about?
You know, I see a very serious decline in the responsibility that's taken for our men. And if I can make even a dent in the influence of that, we need our men to step up and be good, godly, men of God with character and moral values and all of those things. I think our families are slipping. I think our kids are falling away in many ways because dads are not leading. They should be leading their households. They should be leading in their workplaces, and they should be leading in love, just like Christ has taught us.
Now, when you talk about dads, how does that relate in pastoral ministry, the church? How can the church elicit that kind of development in men?
You know, being involved in our church now for 15, 16 years, I got to say, being a fire chief was a piece of cake compared to being in a leadership role in a church, because there are so many needs and so many wants and so many challenges and so many different things. And my hats are off to anyone that's involved in full-time ministry. And I just feel that there's a groundswell in many churches. In our church, very much so I feel it. In trying to have men rise up, to put together men's groups, to put together men's conferences, opportunities for men to grow in Christ and to understand what their role is. I just feel that is something that's just growing in Hawaii. And I think that a lot of churches are emphasizing that. I know that our senior pastor, Pastor Wayne, who's somebody that I so love and I so admire, has always been a champion of men leading their families.
Mm-hmm. This may sound like a rhetorical question, but I'm obviously sincerely asking it. That's my heart motive. Do you feel that men really want that? They want to be better? They want to improve? Because sometimes I hear that some seem to be satisfied with the way things are. What do you think, Pastor?
God, that just cuts me to the core. And I think that the world is telling us, the world is lying to us, And I think many men are just that. They're comfortable. And because they're not leading their families, wives have to step up. And they're leading, you know, God designed the family structure for a very important reason. It's tough to lead alone. And wives are doing the best that they can. You know, it used to be the dads were taking their kids to practices for sporting activities and this and that. And now I see more and more absent households of a manly influence. And I think the world tells us that that's okay, and it's not okay. And how do we get around that? That's a super important question. I think it starts by one man touching one man and growing to two, three, four people, and that's the only way that we can make an influence on this world.
You know, Danny, I have to say that cuts me to the core too. I don't think I've ever really thought about that, and I do think you've hit on something. There's too much comfort for men today in not leading, and I think there's a real fault in some cases, maybe not many, but certainly some, that the women just kind of charge into the leadership role and don't, that there isn't a good communication or maybe even counseling to correctly define the roles in a family. And so women make a mistake of just, okay, whatever, I'll do it. And that's not a healthy thing either.
Well, maybe a little bit of transparency may help us a bit. Sometimes, Pastor Ken, sometimes Suzanne, my wife, you know, Jamie, when I ask her, you know, I'm talking about going out, right? Taking her out to go to eat and or to a movie or something. I'm always asking her to make the decisions. Mm-hmm. And she's told me before, she said, well, why don't you just choose and set it up? And it's something for me when I think about it, I think, maybe I lead in other ways. Well, why don't, it seems like such a simple thing, but maybe I should take the initiative. I would have done that when I was dating, you know, maybe more assertive. But I think there's a certain level of assertiveness that women need to have with men, and I think we need to have, Pastor Ken, within ourselves. I mean, that's just one example, but
it goes on many levels. Amen to that example, Danny, because, boy, I would love that. And I think that's where most women are at. They want the man, maybe not always, but most of the time, to say, hey, honey, I've lined up. We're going to go to dinner at such and such a place and be the leader in that. And see, for a woman, that taps into the romance. Mm. And that's what women want and need, I think, a great deal of, and it's missing.
When we come back, Scripture is a very important thing, I believe, in Pastor Ken's life. Well, we've got a question for him about that scripture. And I think whenever we talk about scripture, hey, you know, it's one of those things where scripture, well, the word of God is living and active, the Bible says, and sharper than any double-edged sword. It's piercing. It's transformative. The word of God is transformative. When we come back, we'll talk about the word of God, how Pastor Ken has applied it in his life, and how it can apply to ours.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Romans 12, 1 and 2, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, how are we transformed? We're transformed by the Word. The Word of God. The Word of God is powerful and personal. Thank you for listening to our program. Joining us today, Danny Yamashiro with Suzanne Maurer, and a very special guest, Ken Silva. You can find out more about Pastor Ken and New Hope Oahu at enewhope.org. And get this show, share it with a friend, a family member. I know it'll touch someone. Even as you listen, you might be thinking, oh, someone, my dear friend, my relative needs to hear this. You can get it in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Pastor Ken, as he talks about Scripture, it's a big book. There's a lot of Scripture. Are there one or two that are favorites of yours?
You know, there. I'll start this way. Pastor Wayne has really emphasized for all of us, from when I was a baby Christian now to a intermediate Christian, just working on the way, the importance of being in the Word. Mm-hmm. And as Danny has said, that it's the renewing of our minds every day, mm-hmm. because we are inundated by so many things, the yes. world around us, mainstream media, everything in major publications, how a lot of people just think. And so being in the Word is critical for us.
Yes.
And journaling is critical. You know, for our church, Jeremiah 29:11 is one of our cornerstone mm-hmm. Scriptures. And so that's something that I always wear on my heart.
But you can't stop at 11.
No.
You've got to do 12.
You've got to do 12.
And then you've got to do 13.
Sure.
So can you do it for us?
I can.
Okay.
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. This is from 11. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And verse 13. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, with all your heart.
Amen. And Danny knows that I just struggle when people do verses 11 and 12. because the whole key to it is seeking Him with our whole hearts. And the word's a living word. And that's why when we're in it on a daily basis, I read the one-year Bible. And I had, in a Bible study today, I had one of the gals say, well, then do you go back and read it the next year? And I said, well, for me, funny thing, I don't remember what it said 365 days ago. So you bet, I just keep reading it. Is there another scripture you think of that comes to mind?
You know, not right offhand. Okay. And of course, it's because you're asking me, so.
Well, you hit one of my favorites, so that's so wonderful.
Pastor Ken, what would you say to someone right now going through a tough time?
I would say, brother or sister, that's part of life, and that's part of us as being as humans. Mm-hmm. But no matter what's going on, no matter what despair you're in, no matter what kind of trouble you're being inflicted with now, there's always a way out, and His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. So whatever you need to do, open your heart, open your mind. There are friends around you that love you and care about you. Reach out to them. Push away your pride. Push away the things that are holding you back. Find a Bible-based church. Find those that you respect, that you can share with, and get to know Jesus in a personal way. And that'll be the beginning of salvation, and that'll be your ladder to get you out of that deep, dark hole.
Well, let's go a little further as you have brought us so far, and we need to be here. But someone today is saying, okay, Pastor Ken, you got me. I mean, your story, the way that it sounds like you know me, you know what I'm facing, you know what I've done, you know what I'm going through, you know my family situation. That's how they feel, Pastor Ken. And I think in that, God in His supernatural grace and power is really speaking specifically to their hearts. What would be the next step? And if they say, what do I do now? I'm ready. Pastor Ken, what should I do?
If you're listening to this program, and God is prompting your heart, and that door is being knocked upon, and you want to open it, well, it's time for you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It'll be the most eternal decision that you'll ever make. Life won't be simple. God doesn't promise that, but He does promise that He will hold your hand and He'll guide you through it, and that He is all that you will ever need.
Prayer, Pastor Ken, for someone right now.
Sure. Dear Lord, you see those that are out there, those that are hurting, Lord, those that are reaching out to you. Dear Lord, I just ask you to touch them in a way that only you can touch them, dear Lord, to make yourself known to them. Dear Lord, at this time, we want to lead them to you. So, dear Lord, we ask them to receive you as their Lord and Savior, to declare it with their lips, to declare it boldly, that you are their all in all, that they are throwing their hearts over the line to follow you. And your promise, Lord, is that you will receive them as only a father can, and that you will love them and that you will guide them, dear Lord. So, dear Lord, at this time, for those that are listening that just need you, dear Lord, please be real to them. Yes. And dear Lord, you can see their hearts. Mm-hmm. You know the beginning from the end, dear Lord. Mm-hmm. For those that are committed to you, Lord, you receive them. So in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, for those that have received you, mm-hmm. dear Lord, we thank you for that. Thank you. We thank you for all things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ken, what did you study when you went to college?
I was a a business administration major, so I got a BA in business, and then I got a master's in public administration later.
How old were you when you went in the department?
I took the exam at 18, and the story that I tell is that, which is the youngest that you could take an exam.
That's what I'm thinking.
I got in at 21. So the story I tell, Suzanne, is that I was in the bottom of the barrel. I was the second from the bottom of the barrel. I was the second to the last recruit class from that particular list.
Well, I'm here to say that's got to be encouraging to our listeners. And then went on to be the chief. Yeah. Don't give up. With God's help, we can do all things. Hallelujah.
And pride of Kamehameha.
What year did you graduate?
1978. I went from kindergarten all the way through my senior year. And I tell you, I loved, just like the fire department, I loved every single minute of it.
May I just show you my little bracelet that says Kahu Kukana? The greatest privilege of my teaching career was to be the Christian ed teacher at Kamehameha Elementary. There's not a school like it in the world, in my opinion. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Ken, you have truly been a blessing today, and I thank you. I thank you, and in a way, by proxy, I thank Terry Lynn and your children for the grace in you being with us, Taylor Ray and Riggs. A real answer to prayer. Thank you so much, dear brother.
Thank you, Danny.
And my friend, I hope that you've been touched by God's work in Pastor Ken Silva. You can, again, find out more at enewhope.org. You'll find more inspirational stories of hope and faith at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You know, this is the perfect time to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And you know, your support for this ongoing production is both needed and appreciated. So again, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com to make a donation today. And I thank you in advance. Psalm 95, 1 and 2 says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation." It's always a blessing to be with you. Again, a special thank you to Pastor Ken Silva, enewhope.org. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, technical producer, Leo Rodriguez, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.